Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways to love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper. So stay tuned. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways to love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper. In today's episode, I wanted to say we're doing episode number 57, and I wanted to take a minute and say thank you to each and every one of you for your continued support. I appreciate and value each and every one of you. Thanks for your feedback. Today's episode is going to be about... Do you take your partner's phone? Do you take your partner's phone and go through their phone? Is that something that you normally do? Is that something that you think about doing? Is it something that you feel is necessary, and why? Now, what happens if you are someone that is taking your partner's phone or wants to take their phone? It's because you're not trusting your partner. There's something lacking in that connection that you're having with your partner, that the trust foundation has been broken, and you are either feeling an insecurity with inside yourself, or something has happened within the relationship dynamic that has changed and it's not for the better. So you're feeling insecure, and your insecurities are in your gut feelings sometimes are telling you to go through the phone. Well, what happens is if you are just insecure and you are someone that assumes before you think about what you're doing, then you will go ahead and you will take the phone and you will accuse people of, or your partner even, of doing something that they're not necessarily doing before you find out all the information. Now, okay, this is an example. Now, this is what happens to a lot of people, okay? And their partners get really upset with them. Now, okay, everybody has friends. And the thing of it is, with finding security within yourself is something that each individual has to do on their own, okay? Nobody else can make somebody secure. So when somebody says, oh, you made me do this. Well, no, they didn't make you do anything. You chose to respond and react the way you did, okay? Now, someone else's actions may have triggered your response. But the thing of it is you are the one that actually chose to go ahead and take the action steps that you have and taking it a little further to where you actually go through the phone when you shouldn't. Okay. At the same time, if you feel like someone's cheating and that's the whole situation, then they probably are, okay? And it's probably been leading up to that for a long, long time, and this is just an icebreaker. Now, at the same time, someone may not be cheating, and you may accuse them of cheating, and that's because of your own insecurities. And jealous people, if you find that you're a very jealous person, you will be more apt to do this to your partner. And you may not even realize that you're doing it, but it's so prevalent, and it's so many people do this on a daily basis, and it is because they're jealous and they're like, who's this? Who's that? You know, well, when you realize that you're with your partner and you trust your partner and you know you guys are going to be together forever, then it's okay if they have friends that are women or men, okay? It depends on how friendly they're getting, okay? Now, if your partner gets a text from someone, which they allowed to text them, okay, this is the scenario I want to discuss. If your partner gets a text from someone, which they're allowed to text, and the other, you know, they both are friends and they decided, oh yeah, we can text each other. And then all of a sudden, the other partner has the phone, let's say it's a husband and wife. Let's say a woman texts a man and the man's married to another woman and the woman has the phone, the man's phone, and the man all of a sudden is like, well, what are you doing with my phone? And she's like, well, who's this? You know, and gets all upset about it. Well, who's this? And then calls immediately the person, and all of a sudden the person's like, well, who's this? You know, I thought this is so-and-so's phone, and you know what I mean? Like, they may not know the other the woman personally, and they may not know, you know, that they even had the phone, and they're not expecting a call from another person. But the other person calls without asking, you know, what's actually taking place, and before assuming that something is going on or not or what have you, they go ahead and they make up their own mind and start talking to the other person as if they committed a crime. So what I want to say is, don't be that person. Don't be that other woman, okay? Don't do it. Don't do it to yourself, because you only make yourself look stupid. You do. You make yourself look really bad. You make yourself look really insecure. You make yourself, and that's what men call a psycho. When they say you're being psycho and you're displaying psycho behaviors, that's what they're talking about, okay? Severe jealous behaviors, lack of trust, just they're all correlated, and it's really bad, really, really, really bad. And the relationship is broken at that point. You know, you can't ever trust your partner again. Like, how are you going to trust them? You're constantly looking over your back to go like, oh, are they going through my stuff? You know, I mean, and then like, how do you repair that? I mean, it takes a long time to repair stuff like that. So if the other person did cheat on you, well, there's your sign. Okay, you got your sign. They cheated on you. So what are you going to do with it now? You know, what are you going to do? So you already knew they were cheating, and now you found out they were. So now what? Okay. Are you going to stay or are you going to go? You know, are you going to, you know, my point is, know what you're doing before you do it. Like, are you going to just respond and get all upset about somebody else that is allowed to text the person because they gave them permission to text them or send them a message or call them? Or are you going to take the responsibility for your own life and your relationship and decide what to do between the two of you? Because it's really the two of you's dynamic that's in jeopardy. It's, it has nothing to do with the other person. The other person didn't cause anything. You guys already had your own issue. And that just triggered the icing on the cake. So what most women and men want to do is they want to blame the other person immediately and be like, oh my God, that person is the bad person. They're the bad ones. Oh my God. You know, but it's totally BS. The other person has nothing to do with it. It's your dynamic. It's your problem. And it's your relationship that's in jeopardy. Now, if, listen to this, if, and I say if your partner is allowing other people to message them, then you're giving them, or excuse me, they are giving them the okay to do it. And that is why it's between the both of you now. It has nothing to do with this other person. This other person doesn't know they're not allowed to send them a message because they told, obviously were allowing it to happen. Now, if someone gets a message from somebody else that they didn't want to have a message from, then they simply can say, you know what? I'd rather you not text me anymore. I'm in a relationship. And, you know, please respect that and move forward. Okay? It can be very simple. you can block the person. The other person can block the person. What have you. Whatever. You know, everyone can play their little childish games with each other. But I'm saying, like, just have the respect, okay, for one another. And, if you don't want to talk to someone and they texted you, then just say, simply say, hey, you know, I can't talk to you because I'm in a relationship and it, it's creating, problems within my relationship because of the message you sent. Now, if that's a problem also, fine. The other person doesn't have to contact you anymore, but at the same time, the two people in a relationship need to work on their relationship, because apparently one person can't handle the other person having friends of the opposite sex, okay, or what have you. And if people, that's just like a controlling behavior also. So when people control your phone, or be like, I'm going through your phone and I'm deleting everything. I'm deleting everyone. Who's this guy? Who's this girl? Who's this guy? Who's this girl? What, you know what I mean? Like, come on. That is like one of the worst insecure behaviors anyone could ever have. That's severe jealousy, and it's got to stop. Okay. You shouldn't be in a relationship at all if you have those types of fears and anxieties. okay? Because you have zero trust with the person that you're with. You have zero trust within yourself. You have zero respect for yourself, and you fear constantly. And you assume and you point fingers at everyone else instead of your own self, realizing that you're causing your own fears probably to come true. Because the more that women and men do this to their partners, the more their partners are like, okay, well, I might as well do it because they don't trust me anyway. And then you know what, everyone? Then they go and do it. That's how that works. Okay, so don't do it. I'm just saying, if you have a fear, then that's something that you should discuss with your partner. Sit down face to face in a calm manner and not with a bunch of other people around. You know, don't bring all your friends with you and stuff like that. So, you know, if you think that you need your friends to validate your own feelings, then you have a problem also. It's something you may need to go see therapy for. If you feel that you, and it's very, a lot of younger people have this, okay, because they feel like, well, so-and-so validated this and so-and-so said, yeah, but you know what? So-and-so didn't have the full story, nor were they there, and nor are they in your life and in the relationship, so they have zero business stating anything about it. That's my point. A lot of people are like, well, so-and-so said this and so-and-so said this. Well, so? So what? I could call up someone around the world and be like, hey, what do you think about this? And they could give me an opinion, and then I could be like, well, they validated mine. You know, that's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So don't go there, you guys, okay? Just don't do it. Don't do it. Be secure. Don't be immature. Don't be jealous. Know your truth. Know yourself. Know that your relationship depends, and its structure and the way that it will last depends on you. It depends on how you feel. Now, you can't control how someone else feels. You can't control their responses and triggers and stuff like that, but you can learn from them. And if you want to work with your partner and stay with them, then that's up to you. I'm not judging. All I'm explaining to you are the facts and what actually happens. And so this is stuff that people want to know, and it happens on a daily basis, and it's really sad. Really, really sad. At the same time, it's important for everyone to understand that you don't have to go through it, you know, you choose to. So make your choices wisely, all right? If you don't trust someone, you don't trust them. It's that simple, and then you shouldn't be in the relationship with them. It'll never last. You might stay in that relationship for a while, it may be 20 years, but you know what? You never trusted them the whole time. And was you almost wasted 20 years of your life with someone you couldn't even trust, and you never solved the issue. So I always say, okay, so that happened. That was the past. Now today's the present. We're living for tomorrow and the future. So what are you going to do about that? You know, you got to work on yourself. Take the time to give yourself some self-love and understand why it is that you're so insecure. And a lot of times it happens because of your upbringing. Your parents taught you that was okay, or you're from a culture that thinks that's completely appropriate when it's completely not in any culture. It doesn't matter what culture you're from. It's a psychology type situation, psychological type situation. It has nothing to do with like your culture. It has to do with it has to do with who you are as a human being and your securities and insecurities, period, regardless of what culture you're in. Okay. Now, I'm not accusing anyone either of anything in any culture, so I'll make that very clear. At the same time, I want to make it clear that you don't blame your responses and everything only on a culture. You still know right from wrong, and there's very few people that don't know right from wrong, and you know, most people know right from wrong. So it's your choice to, you know, act upon that. In other words, you know, choose wisely. And if you don't the first time and you end up learning a lesson, then there you go. Learn your lesson and don't keep repeating it. What happens, a lot of people keep repeating the same lesson, and it's like they're on that hamster wheel and they don't know what to do, and they're like, oh my God, I'm like, why does this keep happening to me? Well, you know, well, you're allowing it to. And then there's sometimes there's outlying circumstances where other people just are who they are, and you just happen to be there when that happened. Okay, so that's not your fault. It's not your responsibility to take for someone else's jacked up actions. So make sure I'm clear with that also. At the same time, if you're going through your partner's phone, it's because you have severe insecurity issues and you're a very jealous person and you don't trust the relationship and you'll never last a lifetime, period. So that's how that works. You may last a while, but you'll never last a lifetime. Now, some people may be like, no, that's not right. I control my man. He does what I say. You know, well, now you just explained that you're a controlling person. And that just made sense. And now you're with someone that, you know, there's different issues with that and that have a ripple effect on that relationship. And there's a lot of different dynamics that come into play with that type of situation also. So you have to be very careful if you're with a controlling person, because they will, you know, just take over your entire life. And that's not something you want to be in. Also, it's extremely unhealthy. Extremely unhealthy. Okay. No one should control the other, period. Ever. No one should be jealous of the other, period, ever. The other person should be very grateful that the other one is there. The other one should be thankful that the other one is there to support and encourage and empower the other one and work together as a team and to respect, appreciate, and value one another and, you know, stand side by side, work with one another and not against each other and not constantly accuse the other of something. Now, if you find something out and you find something out, there's your sign. Okay. Point made, and figure out what you're going to do. You're going to stay or leave. You know, if you're going to stay, then that's on you. Nobody else is going to come to your rescue and heal you. Okay, you're going to have to heal yourself. You're going to have to figure out what that means. You're going to have to forgive. And most people have a really hard time forgiving when it comes to stuff like that. Now, you don't forget about it, but you don't allow it to keep happening either. So a lot of times after cheating, if you stay with the person that cheated on you, then you have a really hard time forgiving. When you should finally forgive, you know, it could be years down the road, you know, and that's a good thing that it's that you forgave. At the same time, you know, most of the time it'll always be in the back of someone's minds, and that's why they always say, you know, the relationship's ruined and you should just move on. Now, if you're in an open relationship, then, you know, you don't have to worry about stuff like that to the detriment, because you're allowing each other to go and do what you want, you know, but that doesn't give you the right to be going through everyone's phone. Now, if you want to ask your partner, hey, do you have problems with going through your phones? You guys can sit down and talk about that. Do you have a problem going through my phone, or if I went through your phone or you went through my phone, and ask them what they would do or how they would feel about that. If they say they would have a problem with you going or looking through their phone, then they may have stuff on there that they don't want you to see, okay? And that can be alarming also. So you might want to think about that too. Why wouldn't they? Do they have stuff to hide? They may. They, you know, it's not saying that you're going to go do it. It's just asking them the simple question. Is there anything on your phone that you would have to hide? Like, if someone went through your phone and picked it up, would you be, you know, or would I find something on there that I wouldn't want to see, or, you know, that could hurt our relationship or not? And then if they're like, you know what, yeah, I haven't, and it's a new relationship, you're like, yeah, I haven't taken that off yet. Take it and go through it and take it off, or to go through it together. You know, that would help share trust. Go through it and take stuff off together. And that's part of, you know, trusting that person. But there's so many people that get together, and what happens is they're like, oh my God, this is what I get told all the time. And especially by the younger people, they're like, oh my God, I can't tell my partner anything about my life because I don't want them knowing anything about it, because they're really jealous and they're going to freak out if they know anything, or they won't like me. And so I'm like, there's your sign right there. You have zero business being with them, period. Zero. Like, your relationship's already doomed from the beginning. You just told me. They don't trust you. You don't trust them. You know, you don't want them knowing anything about you and your real self. You can't be your real self, and now you're being someone else the entire time. You think that's cool, but it's not. It's a lie. It's living a lie. It's not living your truth. And then the relationship fails down the road. It might be 20 years later. It doesn't matter. But you try and try and try, because most people end up having kids, and then they're like, oh my God, like I have to deal with this now. And they don't want to, but they do anyway. And then they're like, once those kids are gone, they're like, I'm out of here. You know, and sometimes they're gone before. But the thing of it is it's something, trust is the most important thing in a relationship. And if you can't trust your partner to not lie to you from the very beginning, then you don't have a relationship worth being in. It's that simple. It's that simple. That's why I'm like, there's no need to lie. If you're going to be in a relationship that lasts a lifetime, there's no reason to lie at all. And if you do, then it's because you're insecure about something within yourself, okay? And it's something that needs to be worked on. Now, not everyone's perfect. I'm not saying that. But if you're out and about and some person comes up to your man, you know, I could be like, yeah, I would go up to them and be like, hi, honey, you know, and get in between them and give them a kiss or something. You know what I mean? Let them know that they're yours. But at the same time, it's not necessary to go through their phone. Just like steal their phone and go through it is what I'm saying. And be like, or holding on to it and then calling everybody back. That's not appropriate behavior. It's very insecure and jealous and completely the incorrect type of behavior to display. Okay? So if you feel like you are someone that is going to steal someone's phone, then think twice. Think about why it is that you're doing it and why you're in that relationship, because you shouldn't be. Okay? All right. So that's it with Love Talk with Kira for tonight. I hope you have a wonderful day, night, or morning, depending on what country you're in. And we will talk soon. All right. Take care.